feel like Bert and Gus, sir. Yeah, tight. Yeah. Remember when he did that DJ thing? He was like, baby girl, I'm Gus.
Play that bass, Gus, boy.
Play that bass, boy. Yeah, that's what I'm saying right there, huh? Welcome to the Doghouse here on NDNRadio.com. If you don't know, now you know, we are the overweight king of this disco. I couldn't help but throw that in. Oh, I'm dying here. We just did our show for patreon.com/NTN. If you don't listen, then you're a cheap bastard.
I guess, if you don't get it, you don't get it.
Well, I'm just going to call people out. You know, Kenzo is like, what can we do to get people to do it? I'm going to punk you out. You're cheap. $4 a month. You can help the show. You can listen to us be retarded. We talked a lot about Inhumans, The Gifted, movies Warren hasn't seen.
That was kind of an interesting show, this last one. We didn't talk any politics.
No politics. And we did talk about movies that Warren hadn't seen with breastises in it.
Conan breasts.
No, these were female breasts in Conan. But anyways, Warren is definitely more looking into the 2011 boob pictures of Jason Momoa.
I don't know where you're going with that.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to Doghouse, where we're talking about racing this week.
Allegedly. Ken is not here. First, let's clear up some nasty rumors.
He wasn't here last week either.
Contrary to the rumors going around on Facebook, I did not die last week. All that Twitter stuff was fake news. I know. Everybody tried to start that. I had some personal things go up in my life, and I couldn't be here, and I left Warren hanging at the studio all by himself.
Yes, he did.
He was very mad. You know, I was going to apologize and buy you dinner tonight.
I wasn't mad.
But I forgot.
I wasn't mad. I was just irritated.
He was irritated. He called me the F word and a few other things on my voicemail.
Yeah, friend, family.
Fat ass. few other things that I didn't think were really appropriate. So I think I'm going to take a knee. Warren, the show's yours.
You're taking a knee. Oh, I'm taking a knee. That's just wrong.
Bada bing, bada bang, bada fuko. We have some motorcycle race. Well, first, we never talked about World Superbike over at Magny Cours in France.
I thought Cours is in Colorado.
No, that's good Cours. Well, no, it's like P Cours. What would you call that? Light Cours?
Where the mountains turn blue when they're cold.
When the mountains turn blue and the beer tastes like dew. I don't have any good things for that. Anyways, they were at Magny Cours, and Johnny Ray at the end of the first race did wrap up the championship.
Yes.
Surprise, shocker, right? When you're up by 100 points going into the last round, it's not really a shocker. The previous round.
Was it the penultimate, or was...
No, it's not three rounds.
There's three rounds left.
There are... Where are they going to be? They're going to be at... their next race is going to be at Jerez. Next round, October 22nd, is the penultimate round of World Superbike.
I just wanted to make sure you said the word, because you love it so much.
Yeah, I do. They'll be at Jerez, and then they go to Qatar. Or dang old people don't know how to speak the English. But that's
so to the desert we go.
The desert. For some night racing, right? Who doesn't like desert racing? I guess they race there at night, and I don't remember.
No, they race in the rain. Will they race in a dust storm?
Hopefully. No, probably you get too much dust in the air filters and stuff. Probably wouldn't make a good race. But anyways, they were there. I don't want to say any big shocker other than Raya got his first DNF the second race, which boned a lot of people in the pool. Everybody had him for the double, and they made fun of me for having Davies for the double, but it's like, dude, I scored 34 points. You scored 25.
Yes. Up yours. I only scored 25 because I had Raya for the double.
You know, because, the best part about...
Because Davies screwed me, so how many times...
Yeah, well, when Warren picked Davies, I was like, I cannot pick Davies in good conscience. You know what the best part about last week's pool was, Warren?
That Olaf is now beneath me?
No. Better than that.
And
Olaf is not beneath you. He's still above you.
Oh, I thought he fell.
No, the best part about last week's pool is Ken didn't get his picks in.
Oh!
So Ken is now 43 points behind me, and I am like 56 points behind you. So Ken just pretty much signed his own death warrant.
dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. So yeah, that's what we learned last week. But if you weren't watching or you weren't listening to last week's show, shame on you.
Because it was awesomely not there.
It was awesomely delicious. Rayo won the first race. Davey won the second race in the It Doesn't Matter. It Just Doesn't Matter race. Davies did take the win there.
Is it possible for anybody to catch Davies for second now?
Oh, I believe so. I don't believe that is I don't believe that is actually a problem. I'm trying to find the points, right? Well, actually, Davies isn't even in second, right? Sykes is ahead of him.
Sykes is still in
second by 9 points. So Davies.
I thought Davies caught him this past weekend.
No, okay, because he had the crappy race one.
Okay.
So Davies and Sykes still have a battle for second. Melandri's limbering there in fourth, but he's 46 points behind Davies. So two rounds. If Davies would have to wreck twice for it to even be close.
Mm-hmm.
So we will have a race for second. That'll probably be all they'll talk about. Other than the whole, which we mentioned 2 weeks ago, Jake Gagne moving up and a couple other things.
And he did not do very poorly for his first race.
Well,
finished 10th.
That was at Laguna Seca.
Yeah, so he's already showed he can run.
Yeah, okay, all right, I'm just
saying that he's done this before.
Yeah, so that should be a good... Well, he did actually start this race. He had a mechanical, I believe, in the first race. He retired for mechanical in the first race, and then I'm trying to remember. I can't remember what he did in the second race. Crap, I'll have to look that up, because he was there, but he wasn't... I don't think he was riding the bike that he's going to race next year. And then in the second race, you know what? He got a 12th. I totally slept on that. Jake Gagne got a 12th in race two at Magny Cours. I totally missed that. I knew the first race he retired, and I didn't remember seeing him out there, but good for him.
Well, if you type in on the search, Jake Gagne, Magny Cours, the first result I got back was an IMDb reference to the Ganja manga movie.
That sounds good. I might actually have to watch that. It'd probably be better than
1973 comedy.
It definitely sounds like a movie I could watch. But you probably also put in Ganja instead of Gagne.
No, I spelled it right.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, so I'm happy that Jake seems to be adjusting on the slow bike. Hopefully next year the bike will be better, and we'll see if Jake can do the U.S. proud.
USA.
USA. USA. USA. And then we finally had in World Supersport, we haven't talked a ton this year, but P.J. Jacobson actually finally got back on the podium this week. But part of it was because Keenan Sofoglu was not cleared to race. Because he's old and falling apart.
I thought he had a wreck.
Yeah, that's what I meant. So Jacobson did get on the third. It sucks. He had a bad qualifying, but he did get on the podium in the third spot, which I was happy for. I hope somehow things work out for PJ. I don't see anybody beating down his door to take him to World Superbike.
No, unfortunately.
MV Agusta is trying to make a name for themselves in motorcycle racing again. The question is will PJ Jacobson be around when they actually have bikes that are competitive?
And aren't blowing up left and right.
And right, that are finishing races. And will he be around for, you know, will he not be too old by the time they do that, right? So, Which is a possibility. I mean, he's only like 23 or something like that. He's not old yet, but, you know, years tick away pretty quick in motorcycle racing. Unless your name's like Rossi or Melandri.
they seem to stick around for a while.
Oh, and Josh Hayes, who's like a dinosaur racing. But he's going to have a string of bad luck. Anyways, that was the racing in World Superbike. I know we didn't cover it like we normally do, but that's kind of... You know, it's 2 weeks ago now. If you don't know what was going on, then why are you listening? We should mention in 2 weeks, World Superbike will be at Jerez next week, and MotoGP is at Motegi in Japan. So that should be a big weekend. I mean, there's a lot on the line for Dovi. There's a lot on the line for Vinales. And, you know, other people can kind of make their way back into the thick of things. Vinales is not crazy far behind. Dovi is 16 points behind Marquez. Vinales is 28 points behind him. So there's the possibility. And Pedrosa is less than 50 points back. I don't see him being a championship contender, but
probably not.
It's kind of hard to count him out. There's three rounds left. We have Philip. Four rounds left. I'm sorry. Four rounds left.
Now, Dovi could still get in there, you know, if there was a major wreck or something.
Dovi can get in there. Oh, you mean Pedrosa. Pedrosa could still do that, right? So we got Japan and then Australia, Phillip Isle, then Sepang and Malaysia, and then Valencia is the final round in Spain, which hopefully Spain will still be one country at that time.
According to their king, it's going to be one country.
We'll see, right? Everything is up for debate on that one, it seems like. But anyways, that's what's going on there. We had some flat track and we had some Moto America news. I think I want to get into the flat track next.
There's Moto America news in flat track.
Quite a bit
of it, actually.
That was going to be the segue I used. But thank you anyways, Warren, for ruining that. They had their finals for flat track at Paris. I'm not sure Paris? I don't know. It was in California, so who the hell knows how they pronounce anything there, because they are just not good people. I'm sorry.
It happened at the Southern California State Fair.
Yes, it did. And a lot of flat track happens at state fairs. I think that's one of the reasons why the resurgence of flat track was easy, because it never really completely vanished from its roots. It was funny. The last Sunday night, not this past Sunday night, but two Sunday nights ago, I met a listener up, was driving through the area, and we had dinner and a beer and hung out for a little bit.
Nobody
likes you. Although I did catch a lot of crap for not bringing you and Ken. And I was like, you realize Ken is snobby and we'd have to go to Buffalo Wild Wing and eat crappy chicken wings. I was like, and Warren gets up at the butt crack of dawn and wouldn't be happy about this. But next time he's coming through, we're going to make arrangements for all that. But we were talking, he goes, I got to give you guys credit. And his name's Chris. We'll give him Chris W. I got to give you guys credit. He goes, 2 years ago, you called the resurgence a flat track. You saw it coming. And sure enough, it's resurged. And it has. Flat track is back. It is all over the place. You can't find enough of it anywhere.
Before we start talking about the results of the racing, I want to say it's spoiler alert, because if you're watching Flat Track on NBC, you still got 3 weeks of racing to go.
Yeah, that is a good point. Spoiler alert. Let's talk about the singles. Brandon Price won the race, right? At the end of the day, yada yada, who cares? Kobe Carlisle's third was definitely enough to cinch up the points over Shayna Texter's fifth.
Yeah.
I look at what could have been. And listen, Kobe Carlisle, the Flying Tomato, hell of a season. Great job. Did. You got to start the race to get the points.
But to get the attention that the sport needs, Shayna needed to win.
Shayna needed to win. And I don't know what happened and all these things.
She's got to practice the TTs.
She's got to practice the TTs. She's got to
figure out. She's got to figure out how to win those.
How to, even on a bad night, get into the finals to at least collect some points.
Yeah.
She had 5 0-point races.
And with that, she still finished overall
third. Third overall with, what, 5 wins? You know, it's just... It's just when you have 5 0-point races, five, it's hard to win. It is hard to win a championship. I mean, she had 240 points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm sorry, 6 0-point races. Six! She didn't get the Daytona TT. She didn't get the Illinois State Fairgrounds. She didn't get the Buffalo Chip TT. Peoria, she didn't make the finals. Illinois.
She finished 27 points out.
What the hell was going out of Illinois State Fairgrounds? Twice she didn't make the finals.
If she had been able to collect out of 6 races, 28 points,
she'd be the champion.
She'd be the champion.
That's not a lot of points.
Not in six races.
Not in six races. So that's kind of a bad thing. I'm still a great season for her. I'm still a little bummed.
For the sport.
I'm not, if you think I'm hating on Shayna Dexter, that's not true. We're actually huge fans of her.
Yeah, we wanted her. Wanted her to win.
Yes, and it was just a little disappointment that she Eli Tomac'd.
Eli won though.
Finally, after everybody else crashed out and retired. we'll see how Eli. You know, speaking of Eli, before we get into the flat tracks any further, the Monster Energy Cup is this weekend.
Yes, I would invite you and Ken over, but it's
Ken doesn't
in Vegas.
Like you.
Well,
oh,
he actually has come out to the house as you have, but not at the same time. So I wonder if you guys are the same person or not.
That actually could be. It's hard to see.
No, but you know what we found out was that when the race is in Las Vegas,
it starts way late,
and it's a live event. It's really late here on the East Coast.
Yeah, it's just too late. Supercross has to do something about that. All right, let's get to singles because we're rapidly running out of time. Oh no, I guess we still got half the show left.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about it. I misread the clock. In the finals, there, Jared Mees won the finals, which is no surprise. Jared Mees,
he was a monster this year,
kicking ass, taking names. We did have Jeffrey Carver did put his Harley on the podium in the second spot. A lot of guys had some issue this week. Third spot was to one of our all-time favorite motorcycle races, or at least mine, JD Jiggy Dog Beach. The Jiggy Dog comes into the finals of American Flat Track and busts a third spot on his Team 95.
He did it in the final little bit of track.
Yeah.
And he ripped it and took it.
Yeah, and JD Beach is just, if there was like an all-around motorcycle championship where you took all the different things, I'd pick JD Beach.
That would be an interesting. So you have to run road racing, you have to go flat track, and you got to go motocross.
And a cumulative score wins. JD Beach. Remember when Jake Gagne tried supercross? He came in what, 20th, or motocross? He tried a motocross 1 year, came in like 20th.
Well, wasn't Tony Elias was in one of the flat track?
Yeah,
but he didn't get to the main. But he got he raced.
Yeah, and
the
road race guys and the flat track guys will probably do good in each other's discipline. It's the supercross that'll screw you up. And I don't know how JD Beach is in supercross, but
it'd be interesting to find out.
He just comes off as the type of guy who can pull it off.
Hey, JD, go out to the.
Monster Energy.
I just do a practice last
week.
Why
doesn't
watch.
Yamaha sponsor him for the Monster Energy Cup?
Just try it.
Try it, JD. Try it.
You
get
got
on
a,
out
you
there.
You got 6 months to repair that broken leg.
You don't need that leg. You didn't build that. Anyways, so it was good to see three different brands on the podium. Harley, Indian Harley, and Yamaha.
Yeah, it wasn't the factory Harley, though.
No, again, it was not the factory Harley doing well.
It was the XR, not the XG.
Yeah, so...
The XG, hell, there's not even one in the top 10.
No, I think the first one was 11th, or 12th. 12th, right? Brian Smith got 11th on his factory Indian, and then the first XG was 12th Jersey Jake Johnson, and then Kenny Cool Breath, Beth and
I'm
Brandon
expecting
Robinson
more out of Harley next year.
If we don't see more out of Harley next
it's
year,
it's going to affect
just
the sport.
Close the factory.
Well, it's going to affect the sport too.
I don't know about that because what I do know is that Kawasaki and Yamaha are making the world know that they're actually here, and they want to race too, and they want to have some fun too. So that'll be interesting, but. With the finals, even though he didn't race, Brad Baker still managed to hold on to third overall. So, Indian did sweep the podiums for the year-end championship. Mees in first, Smith in second, Baker in third. Sammy Halbert fourth, well-earned. Jeffrey Carver was fifth. Brian Brower was in sixth. Brandon Robinson, and then so on and so forth all the way down. Where, you know, if you go far enough down, you can actually find the Harley riders. So next year I'm really looking forward to that season. I'd love to see it get expanded to a couple more tracks. Although 18 is still a solid season.
Yeah.
And I'd love to
see, like to see a couple more on the East Coast.
Yeah, you know, and they don't even, and I kind of would be okay with making the X Games part of the tour. I don't know how I feel about that.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, but I agree with you. A little more on the East Coast. We need more of that over here. Let's get into our speculation news. It involves a lot of Moto America. So RoadRacingWorld.com this weekend put out an article entitled Ben Spies Working to Make Racing Comeback in Moto America Superbike. I love Ben Spies as a racer.
How old is he now?
33.
So he's not quite Josh Hayes.
I mean, nobody is, right? I mean, Josh Hayes is what? Moses' age?
Yeah, we give him crap, but he still wins. He still podiums. He's still third points.
Ben Spies, because there's nobody there. Ben Spies will not make it back to the world level. Realistically, won't do it. I read two things in this article that are really distressing to me. Thing one is, you know, he's had the surgery and stuff to hopefully repair him so that he can race again, which I would love to see Ben Spies back on a bike. It's going to break my heart to see him in Moto America. They're like, oh my God, Ben Spies back on a bike. It's going to return American motorcycle racing to its glory heydays.
No.
No. Nobody knows who he was, right? He was competitive 6-7 years ago, and he vanished. And I'm not picking on him because he went through some bad stuff. The surgeries, the attempts first, to come back.
The first exposure to Ben Spies that I had, was when he was on Cafe Racer TV as one of the test riders.
Ben Spies is very talented, right?
Yeah, but you're right. After he raced and crashed, he disappeared, like you said.
You know, he tried to come back. He raced tried to make a couple rounds on the Ducati in like 2013, which got no coverage, or very little coverage.
Because back then it was 7th, 8th, 9th.
Right. It wasn't even Ducati a factory today. Ducati.
No, it was.
It was like a 20th place bike. But him coming back to Moto America, I'm not sure what Ben Spies sees in that, right? Like, I don't see... He's not coming back for money.
He's coming back because he has the fever.
He's coming back because he has a fever, and I think he wants to help.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
And there's nothing wrong with that, and I think he wants to help. I'm just kind of confused. Maybe Ben Spies sees something we don't see, but...
Here's a get for you. Get him on the show. It's off season right now. He's probably got nothing going on.
Yeah, and his mother does like us. We did have his best. When we interviewed him after his win on Yamaha, it was Yamaha's 50th, and I don't know how many of our listeners know this, so... this is actually pretty cool. It was Yamaha's 50th year in racing, a 50th year anniversary race, and Ben Spies won it on a Yamaha, right? Everybody was crazy. I was crazy. We were crazy. And we got us and another radio show had a combined show 1 week. And we were talking, and Tommy Milner had won. An American sports car racer, GT racer, had just won the 24... That same weekend, Tommy Milner won, or maybe it was the week before, the 24-hour Le Mans, right? So we were doing this, like, Americans on the world stage racing thing and used every trick we could in the book to get Ben Spies on the radio. And we had such a good interview with him that Yamaha Corporate put it on their homepage for, like, a month.
They need to put it back up there for us.
we need that, right? I mean, it was great. It was great for the show. It was great. We had a fun time. We talked to him about barbecue. You know, I told him my neighbors hated him because the race was on like midnight our time, and I literally was standing on the couch yelling, America, F yeah, America, woo! You know, I mean, I'm screaming and running outside with my flag. This one, I lived in D.C. in an apartment, you know. I'm running outside with the flag yelling and screaming, and none of my neighbors understood any of that. But it was a good time. I just don't know if that's the point, but I did read some other, you know, when you read
it. Did it say anything about what he's going to ride?
A motorcycle.
That's all?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a Yamaha. I don't know. Envy Auguste, maybe he's going to ride. Envy Auguste is actually looking for Moto America riders right now. I'm sure you could get a reference to an ex-PJ Jacobson how that bike works out. maybe he's going to be on a Ducati. I don't know.
I didn't know what your sources had said.
I don't see anything where it says he's coming back on X bike. I know he has a relationship with Yamaha and Ducati and Suzuki. So it'd be interesting. It'd be great for him to bring some kind of. If he could bring a factory Ducati team to Moto America, that might actually help Moto America.
Well, it definitely wouldn't hurt.
But Moto America was kind of doing this like they're saying they're in discussions to speak. Moto America President Wayne Rainey has confirmed to RoadRacingWorld.com that he has discussions in which Ben Spies expressed desire to get involved in the Moto America series if the right opportunity became available, right? But when you read some of the stuff I've read, it's like Moto America thinks this is the savior, and they're promoting it like that, you know? I think it's not...
What's going to save Moto America is if they get better marketing.
Yeah.
They have a good product. They got to get people involved.
But, you know, Envy Auguste is saying they want to get involved in Moto America, which I think is smart if the product stays. But here are some other things, you know, just reading this. And if you hear Moto America, they're kind of taunting this, like, Spies coming back's a great thing, means everybody's watching us. So here are some other things I thought we might read in the next couple weeks coming out of Moto America. Rossi retires from MotoGP Yamaha to ride in Moto America series. Casey Stoner comes out of retirement to run in Moto America because they are huge in South America. They are big in Eastern Asia or Pacific Asia.
Unfortunately, they are.
Yeah, are they? You know, we're going by their words.
Well,
you listen to them,
they're big ratings here. Moto America gets good ratings overseas.
I don't know.
We just don't get it here.
Truthfully, ratings. But, you know, everybody's like, oh, what do you want to send to Moto America? People are asking me that. You know, what do you want to send? I want to send them a clue. That's really what I want to send them. But, yeah, so I don't know if the Ben Spies, we're big fans of Ben Spies here at the show. If Ben Spies gets back into motorcycle racing, I think that's awesome. The recovery, I know it's been rough on him. It's been rough on his family.
It will not hurt the sport.
It will not hurt the sport. The one person I'm worried about getting hurt is Ben Spies, and I don't mean physically. I mean, like, you're throwing your money and your name into something that just doesn't appreciate it. Kind of like a Josh Herron. Kind of like Mean Motorsports. Kind of like, here's what hurts. Ben Spies, he's a little older. I don't think he'll draw that many people that it saves the sport. But now that hurts because now here's one less young rider coming up for a bike available.
Now, and there's one story, quick mention.
Give it to me.
America's new cover girl, you know, the cover girl makeup, is going to be a motorcycle racer named Shalina
Moreira.
Moreira.
You know, if Ken was here, he could actually give us the true pronunciation.
Yeah, she joins Katy Perry, Drew Barrymore, Christie Brinkley, Rihanna, Ellen DeGeneres, and Pink. As a cover girl model.
Did you say cover whore?
Girl.
I was like, wow.
But you know, she is going to be the face of Cover Girl, and she's a motorcycle racer. That's her primary job. Was her primary job.
Yeah, okay.
Now, she even runs a skills camp called She's Moto Camp, which focuses on building confidence in girls to push past the barriers into motorcycle racing.
Which
good for her.
Good for her. You know what? There's an opportunity there. We always thought that with Elena Myers. We think that was Shayna Texter. So I wish this girl all the luck. This has been The Doghouse here on NTNRadio.com. If you love the show, hate the show, hit us up on Facebook. Send us an email. Anything that's hateful, send it to Ken at NTNRadio.com. He will probably tell you to screw off if you don't join Patreon.